describe what you have to do tomorrow to scoop up a sample of this asteroid.
So currently the spacecraft is in orbit around Bennu. We're going to very precisely time when it leaves orbit so that it gets to be over the sampling site at the right time of day when the lighting is just right. When it touches the surface, it has a cylinder of nitrogen, looks like just like a small scuba tank kind of cylinder, and it's going to blow that gas at the surface of Bennu, which is going to scoop the material up into the sample collector, which looks a whole lot like a very old-fashioned car air filter. As soon as that's happened, it's going to do that for about 5 seconds, and then it's going to fire rockets and head out away from Bennu.
The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft has been orbiting Bennu for almost 2 years now, I think. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me some of the things that you've learned about it so far?
The weirdest thing was these particles that are being thrown off. That was the thing that was just totally not expected, that some process, probably having something to do with sunlight heating things up and cooling them off, is basically making these particles sort of spew off sort of once a week. And so that's pretty odd. It is looking, and we had always hoped this, but it is kind of looking like the rocks on the surface may be fragile enough that if one of them was thrown off and arrived at the Earth to fall, it would probably burn up in the atmosphere rather than fall to make a meteorite. And so we're thinking this might be a new material that we've never actually seen before in meteorites, and that'll be very cool. When we study what are the solar system made of, what did the Earth form from, what did the sun form from, we use meteorites as our best evidence of what that would be because they're the least processed. If it turns out there's kinds of asteroids that aren't making meteorites because they can't survive, that's telling us that that may change some of the things we think about what the Earth is formed from.
Yeah, tell me more about that. So why study asteroids like Bennu?
There's basically three reasons why you'd want to study asteroids besides pure curiosity. Because as I said, asteroids are believed to be the source of most of the materials that form the Earth. And so what is the Earth made of? What did the solar system form from? Another one actually is resources. If you ever want to go out into space and do things, asteroids are your most easily accessible material. Water is hard to come by, and it's looking like there is enough water on Bennu that it would be useful if you wanted to go get water. And the other one, of course, is potential hazards. Bennu isn't big enough that if it hit the Earth, it would destroy civilization, but it would make a pretty big mess, and you wouldn't want to be anywhere near where it was. So it's one of the few natural disaster kinds of problems that we could actually do something about.
So if all goes well, the sample will be back to Earth 3 years from now. What happens next, and what do scientists hope to do with that material?
Oh, after it gets back? Mm-hmm. So fast forward 3 years, the sample arrives back. It crashes into the desert in Utah at a time that we know to within about 10 seconds already. And then it goes to Johnson Space Center, where it essentially joins the Apollo rock collection. It's been going to be treated basically that same way. 3/4 of that will just be archived for the future. We'll take a quarter of it, and then people will propose to do more detailed experiments. So we're forming hypotheses about what we're going to find and what we're going to measure and what we'll do with it. I think it's quite likely that this will be material we've never seen before. And so we don't know what we're going to find, right? We think it may well be different from anything we've found before.
Mike Nolan, thank you so much for speaking with me.
You're welcome.